Have you been watching the tennis? It's been fantastic, the Australian Open. I desperately want to go and see it for myself. The rising Aussie tennis star Daria Gavrilova has apologised for her on-court behaviour at the Aussie Open last night. She's the 21-year-old Russian-born player who's affectionately known as Dasha. She lost a cool several times during the game. She fell to her knees in despair, kicked a ball in disgust, and even smashed her racket after losing a point. Now, I'm not excusing her behaviour. It's a shame she acted like that, but at least she's smart enough to apologise. This is what Daria had to say post-match.
I played very well in the first set, and I guess I was starting to overcook it a little bit in the second and got very emotional and, yeah, I was just going crazy. It wasn't great, and I'm very disappointed with myself. I was being a little girl and just, yeah, I'm very disappointed with myself.
So at least she was decent enough to apologise and say that she was disappointed in herself. Nick Kyrgios could probably learn a thing or two from Daria's words. Kyrgios is entertaining to watch. I love watching him. But the way he acts on court is not the way to play tennis. He went ballistic at the umpire during his four-set loss to Thomas Burdick on Friday night. And look, I've got to confess, I loved every minute of it while it was going on. I was sitting there on the couch watching Nick Kyrgios explode. But you've got to try and contain yourself. And when you think about the standards that we try to set for junior tennis players and the standards that we see on the big screen, they're two different things. And it was all because he could hear some music playing in the background. It turns out that music was coming from the MCG where the Big Bash was on. But have a listen to Nick Kyrgios giving it to the umpire on Friday night.
Are you okay? Mate, there is music playing in the crowd while we are playing. Because I've told you seven times. Did you? I didn't hear you ask me. Did you ask me, Nick, do you want to stop playing? No, you didn't. But that's allowed though. So the music, so just answer me a question, Nick. Is music allowed to be played during when we're playing?
No, it's not.
Okay, so did you hear something?
I did, yes.
So why are you not telling him to turn it off? Did you do that? Am I hearing things? Mate, it's a circus.
Well, Nick, you couldn't get someone to turn the music off, mate, because it was no one in the stadium. It was coming from another stadium, the MCG. What were they going to do? Ring the MCG and say, listen, whoever's running the Big Bash there, turn the music down. At the end of the match, Kyrgios even told the umpire he was a terrible referee as he was shaking his hand. He didn't learn his lesson either because the next day he answered a phone call, Nick Kyrgios, while he was on court right before his doubles match. Now, if anyone went off at an umpire during a club game or a school match, people would think that that person is an absolute tosser. You'd be marched off the court and probably shamed. It makes you realise there is a serious double standard between what behaviour we accept from professionals and what we accept anywhere else. It's the mental game that our players need to master, and it's interesting to note the best players in the world tend not to lose the plot. It's a lesson that Kyrgios, Bernard Tomic and now Gavrilova need to learn. If you want to be the best, look at how the best conduct themselves. I love watching Nick Kyrgios play, don't get me wrong. He's got great passion and energy on the court, but that doesn't mean that I rate him as a bloke or approve of his behaviour. And what he needs to learn is that long after his tennis career is finished and the trophies are in the cupboard gathering dust, you'll be remembered, Nick, for how you conducted yourself. Nick Kyrgios needs to start thinking about how he wants to be remembered.